From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's say hello to Rustin Dodd from The Athletic. Hello, Rustin. How are you?
Steven, I'm doing well. I'm sitting outside the Royal Spring Training Facility, so I'm waiting to go ask some players about Mike Moustakas.
You finally have an answer for the question I ask you every time you've been on the show the past month or so. Where will Mike Moustakas sign? And as you just mentioned, it's going to be the Kansas City Royals. So what's your reaction to what happened last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Royals started maybe feeling a little bit better about their chances to get Mike Moustakas on a one-year deal, maybe in about the last week or so. I had sort of heard some whispers over the last few days that something might go down, but it wasn't quite reportable. And I think I'm stunned, I guess, by the outcome, right? I mean, and like, especially if you would ask me this about a month ago, you know, I'm stunned by the dollar number. And I think Mike Moustakas just didn't really have anywhere else to go. And his other options were to maybe sit out the first half of the season and try to get the draft compensation that was attached to his qualifying offer, make that go away. So some teams maybe would have felt better about signing him, but that's not always the best outcome. And if you were looking for a comfortable spot to try to rebuild your value again, you know, I thought the Yankees would have been a great fit, but obviously they didn't have maybe the interest, and the Royals seem to have gotten a great deal on a one-year deal for Mike Moustakas, guaranteeing just over $6.5 million.
So the Royals, I think, have thrown a lot of people for a loop with all of these one-year deals for relatively little money for proven major league players when we thought this was a reset, rebuild. I'm kind of curious if you think maybe the Royals have been thrown for a little bit of a loop by just what this market has put forth. I mean, they have to be getting bargains that they never would have thought would have been available to them just a month or two ago.
I mean, I think that's right, Nate. I mean, I tweeted this out last night, but the Royals signed Lucas Duda, Mike Moustakas, and John Jay for a guaranteed $13 million this year. Now, I mean, if anybody would ask you that to start the offseason, what would you have said? And, you know, there's some performance bonuses in there as well. Yeah, I mean, I think the Royals are in an interesting spot because I think on the one hand, you can look at what they've done over the last week and say, okay, they're not necessarily rebuilding. They're not the type of organization that wants to tank. They want to try to be as competitive as possible. Yet, I think you can look at it from the other perspective, and I think the Royals will even kind of privately acknowledge this, that they still have doubts about their pitching staff. They traded away a huge chunk of their bullpen. And if nothing else, maybe they're not in position to compete this year, but maybe acquiring a Lucas Duda or a John Jay on a cheap contract, especially a Mike Moustakas, maybe that gives you some flexibility before the trade deadline to acquire some pieces back that you wouldn't have necessarily got by not signing these deals. So I guess the worst-case scenario is that the Royals are just good enough to win about 75 to 77 games, and they don't get a great draft pick and all those sort of things, and maybe they have a great first half, and then they don't trade some of the guys or something. But I don't think that's probably going to necessarily be the case. I think this team is probably still set up to maybe make, you know, I don't know if I want to say a run, but definitely try to be competitive as much as possible in the first half, and then we'll see what happens. But they have some assets they could potentially deal at the deadline.
And look, there's still bargains out there to be had. Do you think they're done?
I wouldn't be shocked if they looked. I mean, I need to scour the guys on the potential bullpen fits or maybe even another starter. You know, they've been pretty clear that they're not going to sign anybody to multi-year deals. And I think they were pretty clear to Lucas Duda when they signed him for $3.5 million that they didn't necessarily have the money to sign anybody for more than that, with the exception of Mike Moustakas. So I'm not sure that if you're looking at if they're going to go spend any more money, I don't think they'll spend any more on, you know, an individual player more than that $2 to $3 million range. You know, what can that get you? That's a good question. But I wouldn't, I mean, I guess I, at this point, I wouldn't be shocked that they were done. And do I think they're going to go out and say, sign Greg Holland? Probably not, but who knows what his market is right now? I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. When you see Mike Moustakas sign for what he signed, your mind starts to wander a little bit.
Is Mike Moustakas going to fire Scott Boras?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he can't be happy with him, right? I mean, we're all like adults, and we're all nobody's going to feel too bad for a Major League Baseball player who's going to make over $6 million this season. But man, I mean, you're talking about a guy who had a 1-year qualifying offer for $17.5 million at the beginning of the offseason. And he could have, you know, so at least, you know, alone there, that's $11 million that he lost this offseason. And there's, you know, reports out that he had, you know, larger offers for multi-year deals over, you know, $35 to $40 million. So, yeah, I think it was a misread of the market, and he probably needed to be a little bit more aggressive at the beginning of the offseason, and maybe a little too high of expectations. We'll see. I mean, I think they have a strong relationship, so I don't think they're. I don't think Mike Moustakas is seriously going to fire Scott Boras, but I would imagine that he was not exactly happy with how it played out.
What does this mean for Chesler Cuthbert?
That's, I think, the biggest question. I mean, I think it does suggest that the Royals have doubts about him as. How, you know, how big a part of a future is, or like how big a part of the future is Chesler Cuthbert in Kansas City? You know, there's a scenario where, you know, Mike Moustakas is traded at the deadline, and I guess he can slide in and still get a lot of at bats in the second half. But, you know, he did not have options going into last year, and the Royals carried him on the roster all season long, and it wasn't great for his development. At least I don't think it was. He didn't get a lot of at bats. He got hurt a little bit. He did get into the minor leagues a little bit on a rehab assignment, but he didn't get to play that much. And so coming into this year, you wonder, can they do the same thing? Can he get, you know, enough at-bats at DH? Can he fill in here and there? So, yeah, I mean, he's. I think there's maybe kind of serious doubts on the Royals side of things on what kind of player he can be. You know, maybe he's not quite part of the core future. I think that's a huge question moving forward.
Rust and Dot, thank you so much for coming on the show on short notice. Mike Moustakas back with the Royals. I'm sure we'll talk about that and more coming up next week when we get through the rest of the Big 12 tournament. Rustin, thank you so much for the time.
Guys, enjoy the Big 12 tournament. See you later.
That is Rustin Dodd, who is out in Surprise, Arizona, covering the Royals. And again, the Royals bringing back Mike Moustakas. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.